to Pakistan now, where the U.S. wants a bigger presence on the ground. Over the past few months, administration and military officials have been trying to convince Pakistan to allow one. They're concerned about a resurgence of Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants in Pakistan's tribal region along the Afghan border. But the idea of a larger American presence is widely unpopular in Pakistan, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
For the past 6 years, Pakistan has been a crucial but reluctant ally for the U.S. in its fight against terrorism. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has allowed, among other things, some U.S. troops on its soil and the use of several air bases in the tribal region for the war in neighboring Afghanistan. But the anger in Pakistan against Musharraf for forging ties with the U.S. is worsening. Washington also hasn't been satisfied. U.S. intelligence agencies say that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda have grown in strength and numbers. Now, the U.S. wants to strengthen its alliance with Pakistan to deal with the resurgence. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates.
We remain ready, willing, and able to assist the Pakistanis and to partner with them to provide additional training, to conduct joint operations should they desire to do so.
The problem is there isn't any desire by Pakistan's government, its military, or its public to increase cooperation with the U.S., certainly not conduct joint military operations with American troops. Retired Brigadier Jawal Iqbal Cheema is a spokesman for Pakistan's Interior Ministry.
I think the government response is absolutely clear, and I think it has been made clear a number of times that we would not allow anybody to come and operate in our areas.
Cheema says Pakistan may be open to getting more surveillance equipment, some training or advising from the U.S., but no more American troops or CIA operatives on the ground. Cheema says Pakistan's military is fully capable to fight extremists in the tribal areas.
We know the people, we know the terrain, we know the dynamics of the area. So I think nobody is more competent to operate in the tribal areas than the Pakistani troops and Pakistani forces.
Pakistan's military has launched several major offensives recently in the rugged and remote regions where militants are active, in part out of pressure by the U.S. Rahimullah Yousafzai is the editor of a Pakistani newspaper, The News, in the frontier city of Peshawar. He says Pakistan's army is geared more for a major war with India than it is for rooting out Taliban and Al-Qaeda extremists.
Almost 1,100 Pakistani soldiers have been killed in the last 3 or 4 years, fighting in Waziristan and other trouble spots. So I think that they need counterinsurgency skills and training.
Yousafzai says the war on terrorism is seen as America's war, not Pakistan's war, with many people in Pakistan viewing Musharraf as a puppet of Washington. Retired Brigadier Mahmoud Shah says Musharraf understands that allowing in more U.S. soldiers or operatives could jeopardize his future.
The people already, the anti-American feelings are very high in Pakistan. In fact, if American troops intervene here, I don't want to prophesize, but I think Pervez Musharraf will be overthrown.
Retired Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul is a former head of Pakistan's intelligence service and has close ties with the Taliban. Ghul says the U.S. needs to tread carefully. If it goes against the will of the people of Pakistan, it could be counterproductive in its fight against terrorism.
It's not going to lessen their problems. It is going to increase. It is going to be incremental to the resistance that is going on to war against terrorism. So the point is that do you want, or do the Americans want, a hostile Pakistan? Do they want a Pakistan on the lines of Iraq?
Ghul says he wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. takes action into its own hands and launches a set of surgical strikes on suspected militant bases. Some here say that's already happened. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.